Yeah, I thought it really suited her. No, I had no idea she was pregnant. How long? That's crazy, Grandma. No, I don't think I'm going to be giving you any great-grandchildren anytime soon. No. You know, my boyfriend and I are just taking it steady. I don't like rushing into things, and you know, I have an issue with commitment, so. Definitely not like Mom and Dad. Don't worry, Nana. I won't rush into anything. I know. I'm still young. Besides, I still want to go to grad school after I graduate college, so there's enough time for that. Yeah. I have plenty of time to figure it out. You're right. Unlike my brother over there, who only gets older by the day. Are you ever going to get married to your girlfriend or have any kids around here? Jesus, fuck. Oh, sorry, Nana. I know that's probably not the thing ever to say at the lunch table, but definitely not what I should say on Easter. Yeah, you can keep looking at me stupidly, but you know what I mean. Oh, I just made a fool out of myself. Well, you've been making a fool out of yourself for the past 30 years, so I think you should really get on it. Okay, Nana, I'll stop making fun of him. Even though, you know, it's my favorite pastime. But whatever. I mean, he really should be moved out and moved in with his girlfriend by now. They've been dating for like 10 years. It's ridiculous. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to talk about you like you weren't here. I just wish my brother grew a pair of balls and actually did something and formally made you a part of the family, because we all love you. So you should definitely stick around for a very long time. You know what, dweeb? I might be flirting with your girlfriend, but that's because she deserves better, and I would probably be a better girlfriend than you are a boyfriend. So, Okay, Mom. All right. Yes, I guess with that, we can all go over to the drawing room and have some carrot cake that I made, by the way, from scratch in my kitchen, and some coffee. Hey, you know what? Can you help me out with that? No, not you, loser. Your girlfriend. No, I'm not making a guest work. I just want to have some extra time with her. I feel like I never see her. And we barely even get to talk on Facebook or Instagram or even on text message because I'm so busy at work and school. Okay. You know what? Just forget it. I'll do it myself. I'll catch up with you later. And I guess we can talk shit about my brother when he's not around. Okay. Nah, don't worry about it, Dad. I'll clean the table myself. It's not a big deal. There's really not that much stuff left on it anyway. No, Dee Dee, I don't need you to help me do the dishes. My brother volunteered to do that earlier today, so he is actually going to be the one who's going to be stuck in the kitchen because he hasn't done anything all day today except for sit around and wait for people to serve him. So, you know what? He's going to have to do that, okay? Yeah, that's the only fair thing. Don't look at me like that. You said you would do the dishes if everybody else did everything else. So now you're stuck with it. Mm-hmm. Okay. No, really, fine. It's fine, Dee Dee. Just go and enjoy the cake and enjoy the coffee. I made your favorite cafe bustelo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I actually made enough for probably twice as many people as are here. But, you know, I love my coffee. All right, Dee Dee, thank you. Mwah. Oh, what a joy. Here you are helping me clear the table. I wonder what ulterior motive you might fucking have. You know, I really don't need help. I think I'll be fine. It's not that hard to bring everything out and to clear this out, okay? No, really, sweet older brother. I'm good. You can go. No, I'm not nervous about being around you, okay? I just, don't need your help, all right? You're just a nuisance around here. And everything you touch gets fucked up. So I don't want you to accidentally fucking drop the ham or some shit or fucking drop the cake and ruin everything. So please just let me do my thing and leave me the fuck alone. Is that why you're sticking around? Because you want to talk to me about how I'm flirting with your girlfriend? That's fucking pathetic, okay? You know I can't help but flirt with beautiful women, okay? And your girlfriend is a beautiful woman. And she definitely deserves better than the likes of you. So, yeah, I'm gonna flirt with her because if I actually was trying to fuck her, I would probably be successful and I would have bagged her a long time ago, okay? So don't be so fucking petty and so fucking sad. Again with that. Listen, I know that you think everything is a competition between us, but it's really not, okay? I am doing far better than you are, and I'm probably going to keep doing far better than you will ever do. So now that we've established that I am the far superior and far more successful sibling, we can just move it the fuck along, okay? I don't know what strange obsession you have with me and my life and whatever the fuck you're thinking about it, but this is a stupid rivalry, okay? I don't even spare a thought about you on a regular day, all right? I don't think about you on a regular basis. I only think about you when I see you, and then I'm just reminded of how fucking sad your life is and how much of a loser you are, okay? And I'm your little sister, and that's how it's supposed to be, all right? So if we can just move past all of this awkward conversation that I don't want to have, and I can finally go out there and give everybody what they need. I just want to bring out the fucking dessert and just drink my coffee, eat a slice of my delicious carrot cake, and call it a fucking day and just relax for the rest of the day. And tomorrow when I wake up, leave and head home, okay? This is Easter weekend, all right? Everything is just supposed to be like family and normal and none of this dumbass shit that you always bring up, okay? This is not gonna be like Christmas. This is not gonna be like Thanksgiving. So if we can just move it the fuck along, as we always try to do, okay? Let's do that. Oh my God. Why are you so obsessed with me? I do not understand. Because I'm a brat? Okay, I'm a brat, but I do everything for myself and I depend on zero from you. No, I will not give you the satisfaction of admitting anything along those lines because it's not true. No, it's not true, okay? I am not going to say that because my life is perfectly complete without you, okay? I have everything that I want, okay? You are not the only thing that's out of my reach, okay? Either that's weird, first of all. That is creepy that you even think in those terms, second of all. And third of all, I don't understand what I could possibly want with you or from you, honestly. No, all you've ever done my entire life is torment me, okay? There is nothing that you could provide to add to my life, okay? You know, this whole sibling rivalry that we have going on that I didn't even know we had going on, it's a little bit late for that, okay? We're adults, you know, we're way past adults, okay? We are living our lives independently and we don't have anything to do with each other. And that's fine. That's perfectly fine. We could be related and have nothing to do with each other. Okay? Of course, I think I'm better than you because I know that I'm better than you. That's not really up for questioning. That's not really something that's out in the ether, okay? It's just a stated fact, okay? Mom and Dad like me better. Mom and Dad have always liked me better. I've never gotten in trouble for anything in my entire life. And I've always been the child that supersedes every expectation. So I'm just gonna need you to move your loser ass along and stop making things weird, okay? No, stop. No. When, okay, please get the fuck up off of me before I scream or I hit you or I do something else that you're gonna regret. No, I don't. I do not enjoy you pressing me up against the table like this. That's a very awkward position to be in that I do not want to be in right now. And if you don't get off, I am going to scream, okay? I'm going to scream and everyone over there is going to hear me. And then they're going to see you pushing up against me on the table very, very awkwardly in a very compromising position. So how about you just... What? No. No, you're not gonna do that. No, I... Just shut the fuck up. Stop talking so loud. You cannot tell my boyfriend that. No. You cannot tell him about that. You fucking promised you were never gonna bring that up again. No. Okay, listen. I was drunk, okay? And your best friend was drunk too. And I don't remember how it happened that I ended up in your bedroom and I ended up fucking him, but you cannot tell anybody about that. You promised you would never tell anybody about that. Well, if you tell them about that, I'll tell them about the time that you fucked my best friend when we were younger. Mm-hmm. I'll tell everybody. I'll even tell your girlfriend. And you know what? If I remember correctly, that was a couple of years ago and you were already with her. Mm-hmm. Oh, it looks like we're at an impasse. Don't think that I'm not going to bring up all the fucking dirt that I can on you, you little... What the fuck did you just do? You just slapped me in the face. What the fuck is wrong with you? No, I didn't like it, but that's... Wait, why are you changing the subject? You just fucking slapped me in the face. To shut me up? Listen, I'm fucking tired of you manipulating me and blackmailing me into things, okay? Ever since we were little, you always fucking do this. And I am a fucking grown woman right now, and I am not gonna let you fucking do this to me one more time. I'm just gonna... What are you doing? You're fucking kissing me. What is wrong with you? I please get the fuck off of me. That is very weird. What the fuck would possess you to kiss me and press me even harder? Oh my god, I can feel your dick. What the fuck? Please stop. This is very awkward. I don't even... Oh, stop it. Stop pulling my hair. Stop. Stop, that hurts. Stop. Okay, Okay, I'll be quiet. Just stop pulling my hair. It hurts. Okay, yes, I promise. I promise. What are you doing? No. This is not what I wanted. Is this what you meant earlier when you... No. This is what you meant when you said that I could have anything except for this. And would I don't want this. You want this, apparently. No. Listen, this is not why I was in your bedroom that one time I ended up fucking your best friend. This is not it. No. No. I'm not gonna admit anything. Well, that time that you caught me masturbating, I was not I was not saying your name, okay? I happened to be dating a guy at the time who had the same name as you, okay? And I was totally doing that to him. So, like, just fucking just you know, shove off. Just stop it, okay? Just stop and stop grinding yourself against me, okay? I just really just gross and unnecessary. What? No, that's not a wet spot on the front of my dress. No, it's not. No, stop it. No, don't stop. No, it's stop. Don't lift up my skirt. Don't lift up my dress. What? No, this is not. I don't know what this is. I probably got this. I spilled something. I don't know. Why is it on your pants? I don't know. Maybe whatever got spilt in my dress got spilt on your pants too. I don't know. Okay, there's a lot of food on the table and like things spill. I don't know. So, no, stop pulling off my dress. Stop. Oh my God. No. What? I don't know why it looks like that. It just. No. Please. Get your hand off my thigh. Please. Please stop. Don't. No. Oh no. No. Please stop. I don't know. I don't know. I can't tell you why I'm so wet. I don't know. Please just get your fingers out of my cunt. No, please stop rubbing that. Don't rub that. Please. No. Oh my God. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it right now. No. I don't like it. My big brother rubs my pussy like this. Stop it. Oh my God. Please get your fingers off my clit. Please. No. I'm not gonna admit anything. No. I don't have anything to admit. Please finish that before I come. Please, please, please. I don't want to come on your fingers. Please. No, I didn't say I want to come on your cock instead. That's definitely not your fingers. It's definitely your cock. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, what? You want to suck your finger? Inside me for so many fucking years, and I finally have it. That's the kind of shit I say. You think you can live with that? Oh, you think you can live with that after you come? You think you can live with knowing that your little sister wanted to fuck you for years? I've been wanting you to fuck me for years. I've been wanting you to shove your fucking cock inside every single one of my fucking holes for fucking years, and now I fucking got it. And I got you to force yourself on me. So nice. Fuck me just like I like to be fucked. Nice and hard and rough. Taking what you want from me. That's a good big brother. No, I can't hold it. No, I won't be able to hold it. Oh no. And neither will you. I can feel your cock. I can feel your cock pulsing. I know you want to come inside my pretty little pussy. I know you wanted to come inside my pretty little pussy for years now. You wanted us just as bad as I do. So do it. Do it, big brother. Don't be a pussy and come inside me. You're taking what you want by force anyway. You might as well come inside me and fucking fill me up and own me and show me who owns this pussy now. Yes. I can feel it. Fuck, 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 fuck. Come with me. Oh, come with me, big brother. Come with me. Oh. Ah. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, that was loud. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I got lost in the moment. Oh, fuck. No, we're good. I just dropped something. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, you're still coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Fuck, I feel so full. Oh, I feel so good. Oh, okay, put your pants on. Oh, shit, fuck. Oh. Let me just get up. Oh, yeah, I dropped something. Trying to pick it up, and my brother's a fucking klutz here. He can't even help me. He's just useless as ever. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he dropped one of the glasses on his pants when he was sitting down. He's just, I'm telling you, he's just a fucking klutz. He's useless. Yeah, no, we were just trying to get the table, fixed, just cleared first, and then I was gonna, but I'll go over there now. It's all good. No, yeah, we're good. We're good. We're good. No, not really. We're good. Thanks. Yeah, no, it's okay. It's okay, Uncle Steve. We're good. Thanks. Fuck. You do realize we almost got caught, right? Because of your stupidity. Yeah, also because I came loud. But it's your fucking fault, because if you would have never fucked me, I would have never come so loud, and we wouldn't be in this predicament that we're in right now. What are we supposed to do? Am I supposed to, like, pretend that you never just gave me the best orgasm of my life? I mean, am I supposed to just, like, never fuck you again? I can't do that. What? You're telling me this was your plan? Oh, you're telling me that this is what you mean by I can't have what I want the most? That you're just gonna give me the best fucking orgasm of my life, and I'm never gonna be able to fuck you again? And you're gonna withhold that from me? Forever? You are cruel. What? You're not even gonna say thank you? I made you come too, okay? Let's not forget that. What a fucking jerk. You know what? I take back everything I said. I fucking hate you, and I cannot stand you. And I... I don't ever want to see you again.